tweeted at me with the hashtag Let's Make Mistakes. So I went down that hashtag rabbit hole last night.
Yeah.
A little weird.
Yeah.
It's mostly bachelorette parties in Vegas.
Really?
Like almost exclusively. And then like two about our show.
That seems like a sponsorship opportunity that we should look into.
Yeah. I think we are really not doing a great job at this.
Have you ever been to a bachelorette party?
Yes, I have. But the only one I've
what
ever
happened?
Been... Oh, no mistakes. Myself and another person were organizing it. We had never been to a bachelorette party, like either of us. It's like our first friend who got married. So we bought an adult size hippity hop, like those big balls with the handle. So okay. We made the bride wear a pirate's hat and hippity hop between bars while all of us had smaller like sailor hats. And then we got pirate swords and we would give beads to any men who would fight her, sword fighter in a bar. And we just drank daiquiris. It was awesome.
That actually sounds pretty cool.
I mean, I just want to do this normally on Saturdays. Like,
yeah, well, I thought that's what you did every Saturday.
No, not usually with the hats. Mostly with the hippity hops and the swords, though.
Do you still have the hippity hop?
Oh, no, it was her gift. It was like her bridal gift.
Let me see if I can get a hippity hop here.
They're like $40. It's awesome.
Yeah.
God, we were in Palm Springs last year.
Uh-huh.
Like talking to the mic, Norcross.
Oh.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Or I'll just
did you see the work. King's speech?
Oh, there we go.
I did.
Should be about the length of a dick between the mic and your mouth.
Really?
White man's dick.
So why are all of you farther back from the mic than I am?
I think I'm pretty close.
I don't feel the need to answer that.
This is unusable.
I'm not sure how wrong that was, but I know it was.
It was really wrong. We should cut that.
No.
There's no part of this we can use.
No. But, yeah, we're...
Welcome to Let's Make Mistakes, the podcast about design, probably.
Yeah, the one where we don't even mention that we have a guest.
We have a guest today. His name is Andrew Norcross, and he comes to us all the way from Florida. Wonderful Florida. How are you doing?
Lovely. And yourself?
You know, we get by. And Andrew Norcross, what would you say? What would you say is your business? Are you employed, sir?
Yes, actually, because I employ myself, I find it much easier to be employable that way.
Fair.
No one can fire me. But yeah, I run a development studio. I'm based in Tampa, and we're distributed. So I got employees in Indiana, California, Vancouver. I think one of them lives in Alabama now. She moves a lot, but
it's usually a good sign.
Yeah,
especially when one of the places you end up in is Alabama.
I think they chose that over other places. Which in and of, but she was in Los Angeles, so I could almost imagine wanting to go to Alabama after being in Los Angeles.
I love Los Angeles.
You do?
Yeah, it's a great city.
Okay. What's there?
Everything is there.
All right.
It's got one of everything. Sometimes two of everything.
It has two 826s.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah. They're on the opposite side of the city. One is 1970s time travel mart, and the other is 1770, so it's like medieval.
Wow. So, you got people from all over the country working for you. How many people?
Right now we're about 5 or 6.
How do you manage that? You're so far flung. The country is big. The country is huge.
For us, at least, you know, we focus almost exclusively in development. So the collaboration that y'all would do with design, where you physically need to be in the same place going back and forth, that doesn't really happen with us. I mean, we use video conferencing. We have Slack for all our internal things. We're always available to each other during the normal hours. You know, we make it a big point that the workday stops. And then turn it off. You know, we're not a 24/7 thing. Beyond that, it's most development. You know, most of the stuff that we focus on are things where, like for example, I'll need 4 or 5 hours of uninterrupted time where no one's bothering me to be able to work through a problem. So, being the fact that I work out of my house and I'm at home by myself or with my dog, you know, there is no one there to bother me. And you know, I've found that. At least for myself, like I don't work well in coffee shops. I don't work well in co-working spaces.
Yeah.
The less people, the better. And that's not everybody, but that's certainly the way that I've gotten, you know, good at what I do.
Solitude.
Yeah. And we've always been like, if the work gets done, I don't care, really.
You're like the Ron Swanson of WordPress. Just kind of hanging out in the cabin. You don't need the contact. You just want to hang out with your dog. Make
yeah.
stuff.
Well, I mean, Toby is cooler than most people I've ever met in my life, so.
But you live in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Voluntarily.
Yeah. Did you start in Florida?
I was six when we moved there.
Where did you move from?
We were in Pittsburgh at the time, but I was born in Boston.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow.
Neat.
Yeah, we were in, my dad's, he's now retired, but he was a minister and he did new church development where they would move him to a place, he'd get it going, then he'd go on to the next one.
Ah.
And we were in Pittsburgh and there were some issues. Apparently his area minister was plagiarizing his work. And I don't, I mean, the Bible was written a long time ago, so I don't know what plagiarized, but I didn't ask.
Yeah.
And they gave him the, and this was in 1986, and they gave him the choice of Cincinnati, Los Angeles, or Florida. And in 86, Cincinnati was dead and LA was not a place you'd probably want to be. And his parents had already retired down to Florida. So we just moved down there. And then he said, I'm not moving anymore. So I've been there ever since.
Nice. Well,
you can move.
Mm.
You like it down there.
Oh, I mean, I do. Like,
let me put aside my prejudices about Florida. So tell me what you love about Florida. Cause I want to have an open mind here.
Okay. The first thing obviously is it's cheap as hell to live there. We don't have any state income tax. It's everything. We have access to just about everything. Second part that I like, I mean, the heat sucks, but everything is air conditioned. It's built for the heat. Like cold weather places that are built for cold, like we're built for it. If their AC breaks, they close for the day. Like they don't even assume that you're going to walk in the door.
See, that tells me that the earth doesn't want you.
I mean, it's as hot there as it is in a bunch of places during the summer, but we don't have people that die of the heat.
I just heard, I was reading something about climate change, and I read that places that have like that omnipresent air conditioning, the outside temperature actually gets hotter because of all the exhaust from the air conditioning blasting up into the environment.
I believe it.
Oh, that explains Vegas.
Really?
Like, have you walked down the strip? It is like horrible, and it's like way worse than if you go anywhere else, but you have all those hotels, you have the asphalt. You have huge HVACs.
There's the whole desert thing.
But if you go out to Red Rock, which is like 20 minutes out, it's like totally bearable. So,
well, yeah, I mean, I can imagine all those buildings stop air movement in general. So.
Yeah.
Well, it's a city made of glass and concrete. All that shit reflects.
Yeah.
It's in the desert and it's got all that exhaust and all that other shit going on. It generates its own heat in an already really hot place. I just mansplained what you just said.
Yeah, you did.
I caught myself.
Yeah.
I did.
Does that mean you agree with what I said?
It means I should have just shut up and said, yeah, you're absolutely right, Steph.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah. This is a show about growth, personal growth.
See how much I learn here?
Yeah, the other thing about Florida is, you know, the nature stuff. We've got oceans, lakes, rivers. Yeah, they're filled with things that'll kill you, but...
Like what?
And I have alligators behind my house.
How close to your house?
About 8 feet.
How many?
I mean, I hear them at night.
Noises do gators make?
They kind of bark.
Cool.
So, like they were kind of a croaking bark.
Scale dogs.
So to a city person like myself, that sounds scary. Tell me why it's not. Or is it?
They don't want anything to do with me.
You're still alive, so...
Yeah, I mean, every morning you wake up in Florida like you've cheated death another day.
I feel like that no matter where I am. Like, oh, shit, I'm still alive.
But it's weird because, you know, Florida has always been so kind of disconnected from the rest of the country that certain... And it's, for the most of it, is empty. Like, you have people that live along the coast. You have Orlando, which is people from everywhere else. A little bit in Ocala, which is north of that, but... With the exception of that, the center of the state is empty. It's all farmland. So, you know, you can get to do a lot of times where I've, you know, traveled out of the state and you get to drive through a whole lot of like really, it's flat, but it's really cool. Just, you know, old school, old nature stuff. And then old Florida has always been really kind of weird and fun just because it was almost had like a Wild West feel to it, like up and through the 60s because nobody lived there. Like nobody really lived there until air conditioning was commercially available.
I'm still on the gators. Would you say that the gators behind your house are a set of gators that are recognizable as the same gators from day to day? And follow-up question, can you tell the gators apart? Do you find the gators to have separate personalities? Have you named the gators?
So there's a canal behind my house that goes out into a lake. There's a gator attraction place near Orlando that one of the largest gators they have there was pulled from the lake behind my house.
Oh.
He's like 11 feet long, like 1,000 pounds, something like that.
That's bigger than my car.
close.
That's true.
Yeah, his name is Charlie, I think.
But that's nice.
You know, I don't get that close to him because I know better.
Sure.
But growing up, I mean, I lived on a different lake and we would go swimming in the lake. And A, because we were stupid, but also, you know, we knew better. Like, you don't swim at dusk, you don't swim in the grass, and you don't swim during mating season. And then otherwise you're fine.
Did they just kind of ignore you? Like, if you're swimming, they're just like, what
else? They don't really, I mean, they're dinosaurs. They're essentially dinosaurs, but they're nocturnal by nature. They'll be out there in the day.
They predate the dinosaurs.
Sort of.
Like, dinosaurs were scared of them too.
That shape a weird lizard.
So, you know, it's just one of those things where, I mean, I don't get, with mine, like, there's a seawall in the canal and then I've got a fence. So, I mean, could they get in my backyard? Sure. But
what's a seawall?
Concrete wall against, you'll see it in, most people have like docks and stuff where they have just like a concrete wall going up against the water.
Uh-huh.
Just to keep the water, you know, instead of just like a slope up.
So like a straight up and down vertical, mm-hmm. like channel? Yeah,
like concrete wall.
Okay.
Yeah, essentially the canals are just small channel.
Okay.
So, okay.
But, I mean, I've been surrounded by alligators my entire life and they don't bother. I mean, I've gone kayaking in rivers near me where they'll just go right next to me and they have no interest in what I'm doing.
So what gets their attention?
Because
they do attack. Well, I mean, we heard that awful story about the alligator at Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened there?
Loud noises.
Really?
I mean, you're getting scared. Things that small, like that's what they eat. So something my size, unless the gator is really, really big, is not going to necessarily be attracted to me because I'm too much effort for them.
So they see you and you're like an all-you-can-eat buffet that after they've already had an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah, they look at me and think, oh, I'm going to have to like field dress that and clean it and to get everything off it, whereas something small is just, you know, bite-sized.
Snackable.
Yeah. Like little dogs, like people that walk little dogs like around ponds and stuff, like they're dumb.
Snackable content, you call that.
So if you're walking a little dog along a pond in Florida, there's a chance that a gator could come and get your little dog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's stupid. Don't do that.
Yeah, that's stupid of the person that has the dog.
But you walking along that same path, you're pretty safe because you're too big for him.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I've never felt afraid of like a gator near me at any point.
You've seen my little dog, right?
Yes.
Is that gator bait?
Yes.
Oh, poor Rupert.
But I'd venture that you and Eric are smart enough to not walk him, not bring him to Florida.
Has he been to Florida?
No.
Okay.
As a rule, do not take him there.
No, he's been LA.
Okay. LA is...
That's as far as he's ventured.
Uh-huh. Gotta watch out for the coyotes.
I think we said the most California thing ever, which is like, what is a seawall? What is water?
We got water.
We don't have much water. We have more water.
We're surrounded by water.
Yeah, but we can't like drink it or put gators in it. So.
Well, you have saltwater crocs. You can have those.
Oh, okay.
Do we have dolphins? Do we have dolphins? I feel like we have dolphins.
When I was growing up, we had dolphins in Orange County.
They're rapey.
Mm.
Yeah, they are.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, I've got dolphins, manatees, sharks.
Manatees.
Oh, manatees. Let's talk about manatees.
Talk about a happy animal.
What the fuck is this podcast about anyway?
Zoology.
Okay. Manatees. You got manatees
mm-hmm.
in your pond? Is it a pond or a lake?
Not my lake. They're mostly saltwater.
So what's the difference between a pond and a lake?
Size.
What?
Size.
Size.
I didn't know that. This is great.
So which one's bigger?
Lake.
Lake. So you got a lake.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a big thing of water.
Yeah. They're not called the Great Ponds.
Land of 10,000 ponds. I understand that's a place.
Pond, Michigan.
Sorry.
Continue.
You know what? I'm trying to create an educational show for our listeners.
You are.
And now we know that lakes are bigger than ponds.
We do.
And now we know what a seawall is.
Establish that.
And now we know what size dog you can walk near an alligator pond or lake.
Bigger than Rupert, for sure.
Yeah. So we're learning.
We are learning. I just was trying to put context around
show.
It for our listeners.
All right.
So what about manatees?
They're neat, ain't they?
Do you have manatees in your lake?
No, they're saltwater.
So your lake is freshwater.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So have you seen a manatee?
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about your manatee encounters.
Let's see. Most recent one.
There's a title of our show, by the way.
Manatee encounters.
Tell me about your manatee encounters.
Can you hand me those post-its?
Yeah, the most
so
recent
next
one.
Week when I talk to Seven.
There's a power plant about 20, 30 minutes south of me that's on the, yeah, that's on the Gulf. And they've turned a portion of it into a manatee sanctuary because the water's warmer there than it is out in the regular. So they'll always hang out in this, you know, kind of open part.
So they hang out in the Gulf.
Mm-hmm. They like warm water.
That's the Gulf we share with Mexico, right?
Correct.
We got to put a wall around that?
Oh, boy.
What?
I'm just so trying not to think about anything right now.
Let's get back to manatees.
Yeah, right, I was having a good time. It was just about like geography and animals. And
so
just...
you got these manatees, mm-hmm. and they're in the Gulf.
Yep.
Okay.
They're,
and here you come.
They're very friendly.
Yeah.
They eat plants.
So they're herbivores.
Yeah.
Now we know what a herbivore is.
Yes, we do.
This is like an Animaniacs episode without any singing.
Yeah, they're...
Not yet. Night is young.
Yeah, they're...
We're tricking
they
people
move
into
slow.
Learning.
They kind of just float around. They tend to travel in groups. There are places up north of me where you can actually swim with them. They might still be endangered. For a while they were, because there'd be people in boats and they would get cut by the props.
Oh, God.
No. Because they tend to stay close to the surface because they can't breathe underwater. And they're mammals.
Oh. They're like weird whales.
Sea cows.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Fantastic.
There was an old Dr. Katz thing years ago with Jim Gaffigan where they were going straight through it, all about manatees. And it's still hilarious. But yeah, they're gentle. They hang out. They're big sea cows. And
you swam with them.
Mm-hmm.
And how was that? Were you scared? Because they're big.
No. I mean, they don't eat people.
Well, sure, but they could, you know.
Like, they move so slow that I could swim faster than one very easily.
Okay. They don't seem terrifically maneuverable.
No. They're very much, they use their weight to their advantage in terms of floating and doing nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Terrible turning radius. They just seem like they handle like a bistro.
Okay, so you got manatees. You got alligators.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got? Oh, you got those flamingos, right?
Yeah.
Dude.
Whoa.
I want to visit Florida.
Well, hold on a second. Let's
okay. All right. We'll explore.
I already have an itinerary if you want to go.
All right.
All right. So flamingos.
Mm-hmm.
You got those where you live?
Yeah.
Like they hang out in your like yard and stuff?
No, they stay.
What do they do?
They stay coastal areas. They'll stay near, you know, because that's where their food is.
What do they eat?
Shrimp.
Shrimps. Yep.
That's why they're pink.
Mm-hmm.
That's literally why they're pink.
Yeah. Yeah, they're white normally.
It's the coolest thing.
South Florida has a python problem right now.
Mm.
Well, like too many or not enough?
Too many.
I know some death shots that have a python
Florida.
Problem.
That's a legitimate question when we're talking about Florida.
Yeah, they're not native. People, and it's in the Everglades.
Oh, no.
And they at one point were encouraging hunters to find and kill them.
Is it just people's pets that they like?
A couple, people would, and then obviously because they have no natural enemies in the Everglades, the population exploded.
Oh, wow.
They would find like dead alligators and dead pythons, like fighting, they were fighting each other and they both died.
Whoa. That's pretty metal.
So wait a minute. So pythons are not native to Florida.
Correct.
Yet somehow you have a python problem.
Yeah.
Because people brought pythons to Florida.
Miami in particular, yeah.
Miami.
People brought pythons to Miami.
And the pythons escaped.
Either they escaped or the people that had them.
Threw them out. Yeah. Whatever. Okay, so the pythons got away from the people.
Mm-hmm.
And then they made more pythons.
Mm-hmm.
And now you have a python problem.
Nature finds a way.
Sounds like a people problem.
Well, most problems in nature are people problems.
This is our parrot problem.
I don't know that I find it a problem.
What parrot problem?
San Francisco has wild parrots.
I don't think that's a problem.
Well,
so does St. Petersburg. Same thing. Green parrots, and they're angry.
Oh, yeah.
Most of California has parrots like that. I grew up with parrots everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. And San Luis Obispo had parrots. It's just everywhere. There's just been parrots about.
These
it's a nice
parrots.
Place.
So the parrots in our neighborhood are escapee parrots.
Yes. They're feral.
And they made a movie about them.
They did?
Yeah. The Parrots of Telegraph Hill. Huh. It's a great movie.
But yeah. Remember the old story, whatever. I can't think of the word. People that were like flushing alligators in New York.
Mm, yes.
That, like, that's that story, but actually with pythons is real in South Florida.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait, so, is that where they come up the toilet?
Or, like, they go into the city, into the sewer and get huge and stuff because people were flushing baby alligators. Like, that never happened, but the python thing actually did.
Pythons.
What does a python eat?
Rats, mice, anything it can get its jaws around.
That doesn't sound so bad.
They'll also, like, I mean, they'll strangle and kill humans if given the opportunity.
Okay, so let's say here comes Norcross. He's walking along. He's walking along this pond that has alligators. He's not worried about the alligators because he's too big. And then he comes across a nest of pythons. Do they nest?
That I assume so.
So they travel in groups too, like manatees, but fucking scary. Mm-hmm.
Danger Noodle.
Okay. Yeah, it's a Danger Noodle. That's the group name.
I'm mm-hmm. writing that down as a second title option. Okay.
So you come across this Danger Noodle of pythons. Are you scared? And why? Or why not?
I'm trying to think.
First off, how big do these things get?
I'd have to look it up, but I know they'll get at least like 10, 15 feet.
I live in the city. The only animals I know are like small little purse-sized dogs and rats, and they're about the same size.
Hmm.
So, I mean, I know that, I mean, I've heard of like, of them getting up over 20 feet long.
Okay. Whoa. So you come across a nest of pythons, average size, let's say 10 to 12 feet. All right. What do you do? You just walk through them because you're like, fuck it, I'm Norcross. I'm really tall.
I'd walk around them.
Okay. How far around them?
Probably, I'd probably give it at least like 30 feet.
And okay, now follow-up question. How likely is this to happen?
Not likely because they stay in swamps and I'm not walking through swamps.
Good call. Good call.
Okay, so, yeah. So when I think of Florida, I think swamps plus like Miami. So like swamps plus like a city with where like all the bathrooms are like shiny black tiles and all the toilet things are black so you can do cocaine off of them or something.
Miami. That's why that is.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. So you can see the cocaine.
Got it.
Huh. Yeah.
Wow.
This yeah, I mean, really most, is educational. You know,
like most of Florida is pretty rural. And I mean, agriculture is the biggest thing other than tourism. So swamps are predominantly South Florida, the Everglades.
Okay. So that's where you're going to find your pythons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're not really anything more north of that.
Okay. So I have another non-animal related question. And I'm so
sorry.
Are we
done with animals?
No.
Can we finish animals, please?
We can come right back to it.
All right.
Okay. I'm sure you're sick of hearing this, but how much credence is there to all the Florida man stories? Like, is Florida worse than any other place?
So the issue with Florida man is, there's a couple things. Now, is Florida a little bit crazier than most other places? Probably.
Okay.
But A, it's the fourth largest population in the country. So there's a lot of people there. And people just don't realize how actually big Florida is. Second of all, we have some of the, if not the most open liberal public records laws in the country. Back in the beginning of like the 1900s, it's written into law, any government thing is public, or any government record is public record.
Okay.
So anything that happens, any arrests, anything like that, it is immediately available. Most of it ends up online. So there are, I know some of the new news organizations.
By the way, I've never heard Florida and liberal in the same sentence.
It's one of the few, it's one of the few things that you can say is liberal about Florida. You know, so a lot of the local news organizations essentially have scrapers built, or they have an intern that is just checking all the arrest records from the night before. Okay. So when they find something good, they pull it out.
Got it.
Combined with almost everybody in Florida is from somewhere else.
Huh.
Most people, like my son's mother is fourth generation, and that's almost unheard of. But most people, you know, they're from somewhere else. And a lot of people that came down because things were not going well where they lived.
Okay.
You know, and then we get a lot of people that come down, you know, because of the weather. You know, they're like, if I'm going to be homeless, I'm going to be homeless in a place that's warm.
That makes sense.
So, interesting.
And then obviously all the drugs and everything else.
Huh. What kind of drugs?
All of them.
Oh, I think this is really interesting context because I didn't know that Florida had the fourth biggest population. Mm-hmm. Like, that's like news to me. I thought it was like, you know, 100 gators and six people.
No, that's why they can swing an election.
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
Wow. Cool. Huh.
Every 4 years we pay attention to Florida.
Yeah.
Also Ohio.
That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then, and especially if you look at like a density map of Florida, it's again, it's the coast and Orlando. Yeah.
Got it.
And a little bit of the panhandle, but the panhandle is basically Southern Alabama.
Do you have any more animal questions, Mike?
You amazingly made Alabama sound scarier by adding the word Southern in front of it.
Yeah.
Southern Alabama, which makes me think that there's like a reasonable part of Alabama.
Every time I've been to Alabama, I've made it a point to talk to as few people as possible.
That's probably smart.
Because it looks nice.
I don't think we have any listeners in Alabama, so I think we're safe here.
And if they are, they're probably also agreeing with the idea of talking to as few people as possible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
Like Birmingham's beautiful, as long as you don't talk to people.
That's what I hear.
Why is it that the most awful people gravitate to the nicest places?
Like San Francisco? No.
I think everybody gravitates towards nice places, but then if there's enough awful people, the nice people leave.
Mm-hmm. It's reverse gentrification.
Mm. It's almost like how weather works, you know, hot and cold spots drawing each other out, creating wind. I'm educating.
That was almost a haiku.
And now, Liam with the weather.
I don't know anything about the weather. I think my brother has like a minor in meteorology or something.
We don't have weather. Wait, really? Here.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, my dad's cousin's a national hurricane expert, and he's...
Go on.
Well, he was the weatherman in Miami during Hurricane Andrew, and he was the one that stayed on the air for like 30-something hours.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about this.
Yeah, a guy named Brian Norcross. Mm-hmm. And he's like semi-retired. Like during hurricane season, he'll be on like the Weather Channel and stuff when a hurricane is actually coming. But yeah, Florida weather is really wacky because we have the warm water Gulf and the cold water Atlantic so close to each other. Mm-hmm. So we actually we get a lot of tornadoes.
Oh.
Like water spouts or like actual
Both.
Hitting ground tornadoes?
Okay. We get, it rain in the summer, it rains every day about 4 o'clock. Like thunder, lightning for about 20 minutes.
That sounds nice, actually.
That does sound pretty good.
Yeah, it actually is because it breaks the humidity up a little bit. And it's, you know, again, normally so hot that like it's not wet outside 20 minutes after that's over.
It's like the Enchanted Tiki Room in Disneyland.
Oh,
I love the Tiki Room.
God, I love it so much.
Because that's I usually go in like the mid-afternoon when it gets really hot.
Uh-huh.
And I get my Dole Whip and I go into the Enchanted Tiki Room for a little bit. I just hang out in there for a while.
I would really like to go to Disneyland with you sometime.
I fucking rule at Disneyland.
That's what I hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have Disney World.
How's that going for
you? Not a real thing.
Mike is willing to be so politely interested in every part of Florida except for Disney World.
I mean, you like what you like.
Oh, do you want to? Yeah. Why don't you elaborate on that? Why does it not exist?
So I've been to both.
Okay.
Okay.
You've been to a lot of Disney parks, right?
I've been to Disneyland, Disney World, Disney Paris, Tokyo Disney.
Yeah, it's all of them.
No. There's many more. Right?
Hong Kong. There's a Shanghai.
Mm.
Yeah, Hong Kong and Shanghai.
More are being built, I think. There's more.
God, I think I'm missing a really obvious one.
Me too.
Anyway, those are the ones I've been to.
Isn't there an extra European one? There's like France and somewhere else.
Like a backup?
Yeah, there's like, yeah. Like if the French one's too busy, you go to the other one.
That's like your town having two Denny's.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like.
That's like the Targets down in Colma.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. I have a preference.
Or the Starbucks everywhere.
Yeah.
Turn left, right?
I go left.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then I can go to BevMo, Michaels, and Target.
Exactly.
Yeah.
For reasons I can't fully explain, I know that Modesto, California has 5 Denny's, and I know which one is my favorite. That's all.
That's, I think, all everyone needs to know about Modesto, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah, Disney World is weird because, like, he built Disneyland and didn't think it was going to work, and then it did. So everybody bought the land around it so he couldn't expand, so he got really pissed off. So he essentially flew to Florida, didn't tell anybody about it, was up in a helicopter, and was just like, I'll take it. And they're like, well, he's like, all of it.
he came up with several shell companies
to
secretly buy all of these little land parcels. So that nobody realized that it was Disney buying these.
Oh.
And then put them all together and owns like 25% of Florida.
It's not a city. It's a watershed district.
Yeah, it's a district. What? It's got a city in it.
Whoa.
There's a town, Celebration, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, which is some Stepford Wives shit, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I hear.
So, I mean, what I really like about Disneyland is that it's tiny. It's this tiny little amusement park that, they just pack in all of the fun. And it's cute. And he actually built that himself. He never saw Disneyland open.
No, he never saw Disney World open.
Well, Disney World, that's what I meant. I'm sorry. He never saw Disney World open. Disneyland has an apartment where he lived mm-hmm. over the firehouse. Fire station. Yeah, it's great.
It's so cool.
They had to close off the shimmy pole.
Oh.
So he would just wake up in the morning and shimmy on down to the fire station and walk into the park. And then people started trying to shimmy up into the apartment. So they had to block it off.
Oh God.
So I went to Disney World and it's fun. It's a cool place, but it was different. And it's huge.
Yeah.
It's got like, there's like six theme parks and they're like 10 miles apart. It was like the biggest thing I've ever seen. And then it's got like all of these, these hotels that are all spread out. And I mean, it's kind of, you know, the most amazing thing about Disney World was to me, there's no mosquitoes.
Whoa.
How is that possible?
Right?
It's a swamp.
I know. And there's no mosquitoes. They solved the mosquito problem.
What?
Combination of no standing water. They built really, really, really good irrigation and they spray the hell out of it.
Got it.
Oh my God. Kick ass.
Because they own it all. Like they don't have to wait for, they don't have to like hope somebody else does it.
Yeah.
They do everything.
Can we just get Disney on the Zika problem right now?
Disney could solve a lot of problems, but the issue is they're like damn near cultish. And they won't tell you how they're doing things. They'll just say we're taking care of it and here's a hat.
Yeah, so you can go to Disney World in the middle of summer when it's hot as hell and you will not get bitten by a mosquito.
That's crazy.
Fascinating.
And Epcot's rad.
Huh. Epcot is weird.
Yeah, it is.
So Epcot, what's in there?
Epcot is like two parks that got slammed together. So you've got the great big dome thing, which is like, here's the world of the future as we thought in 1960, which is amazing.
Kick-ass.
And then you've got like the, what is it called? The
countries?
Yeah, like this weird, like quasi-racist, like here are all the nations of the world where you can like, you can like sample local foods and beers and shit. And
they do a huge food and wine festival every year. Hmm. And like every year they do a big beer thing where you walk because each country has like its own building essentially. And some of them have, like I remember Canada had the one, it was the first IMAX I'd ever seen. And it's this big 360, you know, movie that you're sitting in there watching and it, you know, makes you sick half the time. Norway had like a small little like cart thing. And that was like the only.
That's a Frozen ride now.
Shit, I've been there in a while. But I remember going as a kid and I'm like, this is boring. Because you've got Disney World that has all the things. You see Universal, you know, you see all the other stuff out there. And then you're like, oh, cool. Norway. But then going in as an adult, you're like, this is fascinating. And there's not many kids there because parents know that it's boring and they won't bring their kids. It's the only Disney park out there that will sell you alcohol.
Okay, I'm very intrigued.
Yeah, because you can't buy beer in Disney World. That'll sell it.
Or Disneyland.
California Adventure will do it.
Yeah,
and
you gotta
downtown
go across.
Disney too.
You get hammered in California Adventure and then you come back.
I just went to Disneyland with my parents. This is exactly what we did.
The time my dad got kicked out of Disneyland, it was because he was drinking at the ESPN Zone inside of downtown Disney, and then he bought a Winnie the Pooh costume and was signing autographs.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
How have I not heard this before?
Wow.
Really? It's like the first thing I tell people when
fuck?
I meet them.
I haven't heard this one either. That's spectacular.
What the fuck?
Okay, it's a really long, like... I'll tell you this like over beer one day.
No, you can't.
It's really long story.
Think of the rating,
Holy
Steph.
Crap.
Like you can't just bring something like that up and casually move along.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh God, I know what your dad looks like too. I can totally see him as Winnie the Pooh.
Maybe. Oh, my phone's not here. I have pictures. Okay, so it was, we had like baseball tickets for like September 12th, 2001. And this was like a thing we'd always do with our family friends is we go to Angels games and do the wave. And it was like this fun family thing. But, you know, they stopped like all baseball. They stopped all flights for like that week. Mm-hmm. So we were like, hey, they just opened the Downtown Disney. Why don't we all like go check this out and have dinner? And we'd still get to see each other, especially like in the stressful time. It'd just be a nice thing to do. So we went over, went to the ESPN zone. We played a bunch of arcade games. And my dad and his friend are just like, you know, drinking beers. And we're like, oh, well, let's leave. Let's wander around and see everything else. So we go to like the Rainforest Cafe or something and look in their gift shop. And my dad and his friend go, hey, you know, we're going to go grab another beer or something. Like, we'll just like find you guys. And this is before cell phones and things too. So we're just walking around. And like an hour later, we're like, where the hell are they? Like, we didn't find them. So doing the smart thing, my mom's like, okay, everyone stay here. I'm going to walk around and kind of run and try to see if we can find them. So like 20 minutes later, she's walking back and we're like, why the fuck is mom walking with Winnie the Pooh and Tigger? And we're like, oh my God, it's Dad and Charles.
Wow.
And behind them were a bunch of security guards because you're not supposed to sign autographs in costume as an adult in Downtown Disney. So they were, we were being fascist. Escorted to our cars.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So. I actually know about this law or rule.
That's right.
How do you know?
Well, Mike is Winnie the Pooh sometimes.
Oh, my gosh.
You cannot impersonate an adult. So kids can wear Disney costumes mm-hmm. or character costumes, they call them, into the parks, but adults cannot because of character confusion, they call it.
So the weird thing, though, is my dad and his friend didn't have those costumes. They went to the Disney store and they were hanging like right in the front because it was like close to Halloween. So they had all their costumes out.
Yep.
So
can't wear it in the park.
Yeah. But the like clerks zipped them up into these costumes. Like the zippers are on the back. Like they helped them put them on. So yeah, this is all Disney's fault.
I love that conversation. Like, no, I'll wear it out. Thank you.
Yeah. No bag for me.
Like, do you have this in an adult size? In oh. my size?
Yeah.
Yeah, because like they're tearing down, like in Disney World, they're tearing down or they're rebuilding Hollywood Studios into like Star Wars land. Uh-huh. So that'll be cool. Like they do the Jedi training there and stuff. I'm going to take cash probably next year.
So uh-huh. what pissed me off was Space Mountain. Space Mountain pissed me off. At Disney World.
Explain.
So I'm used to the Disneyland Space Mountain. And the Space Mountain at Disney World is the Matterhorn with a lid. Mm-hmm. It's the same track as the Matterhorn, and they just put a lid on it. So it looks oh. like Space Mountain, but it rides like the Matterhorn.
That's like, okay, the Matterhorn, the only good thing about it is that it's really pretty, and there's like a mountain goat, and it's like fun, and sure. you go through the water, but your ass hurts afterwards. Like, that is a painful ride.
It's rickety as shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're just getting thrown side
right.
to side.
And if you do it right, you time it with when they're doing the fireworks.
Yes, oh. correct.
Right, so always go on the Matterhorn during the fireworks.
Nah, go on Tower of Terror during the fireworks. Then also you're above
good.
The fireworks.
Also good.
I did both on my last trip.
So picture a Matterhorn ride. With your hurt butt and just the ricketiness of the whole thing, and they're trying to convince you you're in space.
Hmm. Pass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you want roller coasters and stuff, you want to go to Universal Islands of Adventure anyway.
Like, okay.
That's not why I would go to Disney. I mean, regular Universal is okay. There's just some cool stuff, but Islands of Adventure has some really rad roller coasters.
But the real Space Mountain is the best.
I've never been.
We got to do this.
Yep.
Let's go right after this.
I'm ready.
All right. Love Space Mountain.
Fuck it.
I mean, yeah. So like, I mean, but Florida has everything. And because of like where I live in Tampa is where the cigar industry was up and through the 50s.
The what?
Cigar.
Oh,
okay.
Fascinating.
So like, for example, the Cuban sandwich is from Tampa, not from Cuba.
Huh.
Oh,
it's a good sandwich.
That's because the cigar factories were Cubans and Italians. So that's why the sandwich is Cuban meat and Italian meat.
Gotcha.
They would make them for the cigar rollers. That was their lunch.
Oh.
But there's certain parts of Florida have a whole lot of old history. The rest of it has nothing. And I say old relatively again, because until like the late 1800s, nobody lived there.
Yeah.
And until the 60s, almost nobody lived there. But yeah, Miami is Miami, but it's its own place. Orlando is built for tourists. Then Tampa St. Pete is pretty rad. It's been there the longest. And then the rest of Florida is farms, cattle, and citrus.
pythons.
Other than those. But yeah. You don't usually farm in the Everglades.
Right.
They dredged a bunch of it to plant sugar years ago. They're slowly like undredging it.
The undredging process.
But yeah, because it wreaks so much havoc environmentally.
Yeah.
So what I had is my Florida itinerary, Liam, if you want to go on vacation.
Yeah.
Is I want to go to the Holy Land Experience.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and God. I want, okay, but I'm going to bring a water bottle full of white wine. And if I get like caught because I'm too drunk, I'm going to start screaming that it's a miracle. And then
you see it from
they
my
can't
floor.
Kick
that
me
that
out.
Place, like I'm waiting to have enough friends in town that would be in on the joke with me.
I'm so in on it.
Because every time I go to Orlando for anything, I see it on the way back because it's one of the first, if you're driving from West Coast Florida, that's one of the first things you see as you get into that part.
And then I heard there's like the crucifixion like three times a day. Yep. They like reenact it. Like that's what I want to do is I want to be drunk
God
and see
damn.
The yep. crucifixion
wait a
reenact.
Minute.
So
is
wait
this,
a minute.
Is this like the Jedi experience where they choose a child and then like they get to be Jesus for the
that
day?
Would be great.
No, they have a standard Jesus.
They have standard, okay.
standard Jesus.
Okay.
But yeah, everything about that place is just so bizarre that it even exists.
Where is it?
It's in Orlando. It's on...
Okay. It's called the Holy Land Experience.
Yep.
And then after that, I want to go to the Gator Park and see Charlie.
Gatorland? That place is cool.
Yeah. So it's a big day.
Is Florida an open carry state?
Nope.
Huh.
It is a concealed, but
safe.
Not open carry.
Huh.
You'll be safer.
Huh.
I don't know if one's safer than the other, quite honestly.
No, I don't think so. I was trying to comfort you, though.
I'm having a bit of a crossed wires thing here where suddenly I pictured Charlie the gator with stigmata. Which is just weird.
Yeah, they have him in his own like part of the park by himself because apparently he does not play well with others.
Who the hell is Charlie the gator?
He was the one they pulled out of the lake by my house.
The one that's bigger than a Honda.
Oh, yeah. I already forgot. I already forgot
CRV.
What we talked
yeah,
about.
Yeah, but Gatorland is cool because they do like snake stuff and they do gator stuff. And like there's a part where they'll let you take a picture sitting on an alligator.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I'm well, doing that.
Not doing that.
I went in on that.
So what could so this thrice daily crucifixion?
They do kind of like the whole like passion play thing. They just kind of do like a little bit of a walk. And then
what's so funny?
What the fuck?
What?
Nothing.
Just this whole thing. Everything.
Okay, so three times a day, there's a crucifixion at what is it called? Holy Land Park? Or
the Holy Land Experience.
Holy Experience. It's
an experience.
And the whole thing looks kind of like a Roman Colosseum.
Oh, whoa. God.
At least from the road.
See, we have to do this Florida trip. Rupert's not invited.
First, I'm good.
What yes.
Okay, so this crucifixion thing.
Mm-hmm.
What happens here? Like, what do they do? They hang a guy up on a cross?
Pretty much.
And people watch.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a gift shop.
Many.
Need a magnet.
That's going to be a good magnet.
Like, it's one of those things
a
splash
penny machine.
Describing it doesn't do it justice. Like, you just got to see it.
I'm just picturing the best gift shop in the world right now.
My God. Oh, beautiful. Okay, so that's on the list.
Okay, cool.
Anything else?
Oh, no, that's all I had. Oh,
okay. I also want to go to Dollywood.
Me too.
Oh, God. I was up in Tennessee like 2 years ago, and I was right near there, and we didn't go. I was so pissed.
I think the people would scare the shit out of me, though.
That part of Tennessee is pretty rural, and there's just not... Like, we rented a house up in the Smoky Mountains for like a week, and the... Like one of the biggest attractions that we found, like we went to Gatlinburg for a bit and hung out. We did some hiking, which I'm very indoorsy. So like, I wasn't really into most
Gatlinburg.
Of that.
Gatlinburg. That sounds like a word that you're going to see in my obituary someday. Gatlinburg.
Yeah.
But there's a very large knife store.
Sure.
And that was, and then there's the cast iron cookware store like next to it.
Nice.
Mm.
Shields.
To block.
Yeah. That sounds great.
But,
yeah.
You know, like throwing stars, knives that, boot knives, you know, survivalist knives.
I'm nervous about a boot knife.
Like the throwing kind? They're kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Like they look cool. Like yeah. Getting stabbed, probably not cool.
Getting stabbed almost certainly sucks.
Getting stabbed sounds kind of quaint.
I would also say that I'm not concerned about getting stabbed so much as stabbing myself accidentally.
Well, yeah, that's true with any weapon, though.
Oh, God. When I'm the stabber, the stabby barely even matters.
Yeah. Accidentally stabbing yourself usually is just an annoyance. But accidentally shooting yourself usually means you're dead.
Well, I mean, think of how many times you've stapled your own finger.
Sometimes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I almost poked my eye out the other day. Like,
I cut half my finger off once.
With a stuffed otter.
I'm continually amazed how many fingers I have. I have so many fingers.
You have extra, frankly.
Yeah, it's probably true.
Like, nobody who's ever stapled themselves should be able to upgrade from stapler.
Okay. Yeah, no, I feel you there. That would mean that I would not be able to do most of the things that I do. Although this is the reason why I don't drive and I don't ride a bike, because I've proven myself to be untrustworthy on both of those vehicles.
You're a hazard to others, Liam.
Exactly. So yeah. I'm not doing it.
And we appreciate that.
Yeah, well, Florida has shit for public transportation in most parts. Like,
There's not a shocker.
Yeah, well, I would not do
that. Like, you can't build a subway.
That's true.
But you hit water.
Yeah.
You can't go that deep. Like, one of the highest elevation points in Florida is a landfill.
Aww.
It's on the list. It's Mount Trashmore. You can look this up. It's a real place. Outside of Broward Dade, which is where Miami is.
So do you have like an evacuation plan for when the seas start to rise? Because you don't have much time at all.
Get my truck and go north.
So how far do you have to drive before you're safe? Let's say the sea rises by 6 inches. How fucked are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
Okay, a foot.
I live a little bit inland, so I mean, scientists would probably know the answer better than I would. Like, if the whole oceans rise, I'm not sure how much would be, you know, like, you know, like, thinking about it, six inches doesn't seem like that much. Like, I'm about, I think I live like 20 feet above sea level.
I think that's a new title for the show. 6 inches doesn't seem like that much.
Is it better than Manatee Encounters and Danger Noodles?
6 inches of manatees? 6 inch man. I don't know. I mean, you can really go anywhere with it. But I mean, like, you know, like, we have hurricanes, but you know they're
the
coming.
The passion of the 6 inch manatee.
Wow, that's evocative.
Okay, all right, ocean level.
Are we talking like it happens overnight? Like, where I live, I'd be fine. And if this was like an anomaly, then I wouldn't do anything. But if this is like, it's going to be going 6 inches every day.
So this is happening. The mm-hmm. ocean levels are going to rise.
Oh, yeah.
So at what point do you need to move?
Probably a few feet.
Wouldn't take much.
I don't think it's so much the height as the displacement horizontally. Like, you know, 6 inches might be like, you know, 30 feet wide if the whole ocean rises.
Yeah, I think it's more than you think.
It's not a depth thing. It's how much it displaces the water.
Science.
And, you know, Florida's... You know, under the ground's all limestone. It's all porous. So, like, it would absorb a lot of it.
Oh.
For a while.
Right.
And then because of all the lakes and rivers and everything else that, you know, it would, I don't know how much would have to rise before it would actually disappear. I mean, I know the coastal areas would be, you know, obviously the first ones to go. Like, Miami would mm-hmm. be in trouble. Where I am, I'd probably be okay. But again, most of the high elevation is in the panhandle.
Hmm.
Other than that, there's that landfill. But otherwise, most of Florida is maybe at the most 100 feet above sea level. Like, my parents live technically 2 feet below.
Oh, God.
And they're not even in a flood zone.
So in the proverbial head for the hills, where do you go?
Get on 75 and go north until there's no more water.
Yeah, but where is that? Like, where do you think you would be safe?
I mean, safe being relative, I'd probably go to the Midwest. I'd probably just go like to someplace like Minneapolis or that the water would freeze before it would be a problem.
Mm. I think it's good practice if you live less than 100 feet from sea level to just have a mountain picked out.
Yeah, I think every American should have a to-go bag right now.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Keep a small bag packed.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a go bag and then I have like a hurricane kit in my house at all times.
I got earthquake shit. I also have...
You're right by the ocean, Liam.
Oh, yeah. No, I'd be screwed so fast.
So I'm picturing you like trying to catch an N.
L, actually.
An L.
The L is a little better.
That's a train here.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I would have to do. But
like get off at like Forest Hills.
Well, I rely on being Dale Gribble enough that I can I see it coming ahead of time, and you know, that's what you want you to think, and you know, run immediately.
I think you need a rowboat full of cigarettes. Like that's just what you gotta have.
That's the fucking title.
Name my next band.
I really want to go kayaking, and I never have.
Oh god, that's the most dangerous.
You can do that in Florida.
That holds no appeal for me.
Ignore
no.
Mike. I was looking at doing it yesterday because I was.
No, there's your fucking title.
Ignore Mike.
I was thinking about that.
We can't name all the episodes. Ignore Mike.
If you want to go kayaking, I might be into that.
Okay, I researched it yesterday. Okay.
Aren't you stuck in the boat though?
I think you can draw your lower bits free.
But and they but turn over a lot, right?
Not really. They're pretty. I mean,
if you're doing like whitewater stuff, yeah, but most kayaking, you're on flat water.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I used to go kayaking with all of the sea lions, and they would just like kind of look at you and be like, what are you doing? But like, I never flipped over and got eaten or anything. So,
I just hear stories about people flipping over and they're stuck in this boat that's like they're like into the waist.
I feel like I would be okay. I feel like I can manage that. I feel like I can either draw my legs out of the thing or have enough wherewithal to flip myself back over.
And how do you flip yourself back over?
I think it's largely in the core.
Yeah.
The muscles that one might activate.
But I think
they're built in such a way
to start activating those muscles.
But okay, so there's lots of different types. So kayaks, like the actual hole shape is different. So when you take like a kayaking tour around like the ballpark, it's like the really wide flat kind that doesn't flip as easy. Okay. But then they have the like really narrow ones for like kayaking fast or like doing white water, and those are more flippy.
Yeah, they have like multi-person kayaks, and again, I don't do any of this because I don't go outside much.
I don't know. I saw the Poseidon Adventure when I was a kid, and it just put me off of ships forever.
Huh. You're not a seafaring person.
No.
Huh. I love a boat.
I like large cruise ships.
I love a cruise. I've been on many cruises. I know a lot of old people.
You're weird.
I've never been on one.
I could live on a houseboat, though.
If you want to go to Ensenada in December, you can get a 5-day cruise to Ensenada for like $350.
I'm down.
Yeah.
I'll already be like in San Pedro, so just easy. Hop on.
So easy. Anyway.
That was weird.
This has been our weird show about
what
enjoying
was weird?
Nature.
This was weird.
I mean, do we need to like talk about one work thing to like round this out, like bookends? Like,
Norcross, what should people hire you for?
When they want to build stuff that they know that they need and they have no idea how they should do it. Like we like building things that haven't been built yet, which is usually what we tend to be good at.
So what's your company called?
Reactive Studios.
And why don't you spell reactive, because it's the internet and I'm sure you spell it funny.
We do. R-E-A-K-T-I-V, S-T-U-D-I-O-S.
I'm going to throw a .com there at the end.
Yeah, .com.
Yeah, okay.
I think I bought all of them and they redirect.
All right, and that'll take you to Reactive Studios where Norcross will make something for you.
I have worked with them and I can endorse them as being good at their
I like writing code.
Job. Yeah.
You're good at it.
You are.
You're very good at it.
This is what we know.
And very nice.
And do you work mostly in WordPress or exclusively in WordPress?
Mostly.
Mostly.
Yeah, we do. We've done, like, we don't really touch other framework things like Drupal or anything like that. We've done work with Laravel. We've done some custom apps, some React stuff. But for the most part, we stick with WordPress. We're one of the VIP feature partners from Automattic. And, you know, we've been involved for almost 10 years now with the project. You know, we all contribute to core and do all the fun nerd stuff.
And how's the WordPress community doing? Is it like slowing down at all? Is it still going strong?
It's going strong. I mean, it's growing. You know, there's definitely...
Still growing?
Yeah. I mean, okay. It keeps growing market share from a application standpoint. So, you know, the community is getting bigger. It's truly worldwide. While it has its share of issues, from what I've seen overall, that doesn't seem to have as many. but also, I'm a white guy, so I don't see most of those problems because they don't affect me.
I like that Mullenweg kid.
I've met him a handful of times. He's he stays involved without trying to absolutely force everything he wants, which is a nice blend.
He's well-mannered. I ran into him once when I was picking my mom up at the airport, and he was very nice to her.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's what I remember about him the most. He was raised right.
Mm, nice boy.
Nice. He's a good boy.
Good boy.
I mean, he forked it from B2 back in early 2000s, and I one of those things where it grew more than he ever thought it would, so.
Holy crap, I had no idea it was related to B2.
Yeah, that's why it has the GPL licenses, because B2 had the GPL.
Oh my God. Wow. Neat.
There, we talked about work.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
I'm sure.
We also talked about manatees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Talked about alligators.
Uh-huh. Pythons.
Pythons.
Mm-hmm.
The Holy Land experience.
Mm-hmm.
We discovered what a seawall was.
Mm-hmm. There was geography.
Yep.
Engineering.
We really ran the gamut here. I think that you would be hard pressed to listen to this show and not come out with something new and exciting to take into your life.
Norcross, you like pie?
Absolutely.
What's your favorite kind of pie? Liam?
Apple.
Steph?
I don't know.
Seven? Seven weirdly says coconut cream.
Wait, is pot pie chicken pot pie?
No, it's not a
no.
pie.
That is
that's
a, pie.
Not a pie.
That's a pie.
That's not a pie.
Why the fuck isn't it a pie?
Has the whole world gone crazy?
Just because it has it in the name doesn't make it true.
That's it. Show's over.
It's in a pie crust in a pie pan. It has pie in the name. Okay,
it's
so
a savory pie if you want to get.
A savory pie.
Oh yeah, is that a pie? Is pizza a pie?
We're about to start the hot dog as a sandwich argument, aren't we?
Oh no! Oh no!
No!
Oh,
no.
A rowboat full of cigarettes.
I kind of like the rowboat.
I like the rowboat full of cigarettes.
Okay. So next week when you ask me, I'll be like, I have a post-it about this. As opposed to like...
And I'll just remember because I'm weird like that.